Saturday supporters from the U.S. These are your top stories at 12 hours. Good afternoon, this is Agent Chuck. A total of 13 new COVID cases have been reported in the Columbia and Nevada districts as of 9 September 2025, with no associated deaths, according to the Ministry of Health. Ministry Panel Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Kinsey, said 12 cases were reported in Durango and one case in Indala, while Sama District reported two alert cases. In a statement, Dr. Kinsey had noted that during the same period, 9 patients were discharged, while 14 remained admitted. He said the cumulative total now stands at 114 cases, with one facility death, translating to a case-to-case rate, CFR, of 0.9%. Dr. McKinney said currently, Durango the district has 13 patients under admission, and Indala district has one. He had also revealed that the ministry has so far administered the oral cholera vaccine, OCV, to more than 72,000 people out of a target population of 74,650 in Durango and surrounding areas, representing 98% coverage, and distributed over 5,858 bottles of chlorine, facilitating continued access to safe drinking water. Government says Zambia will face greater consequences if it halted electricity exports, despite the country currently importing 238 megawatts of electricity and exporting 167 megawatts. Speaking on the Red Harvested Show, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Electricity, Engineer Arnold Simoka, has explained that Zambia is exporting power to Namibia, Botswana, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. He has clarified that his mandate is not to act as a spokesperson for Vesco or Lord Sodom, but to focus on increasing electric generation by 1,000 megawatts from our electric solar energy project. Engineer Kamara has further stated that government is implementing a range of initiatives aimed at reducing load shedding hours by December 2025 to current citizens that need is family.
I'm not going to be dealing or fighting with the country. This is not being the same country. Well, you know, it's a different country. It's a different standard of the country. And the thing I want to see as a nation, we are saying that we are exporting. We are talking, we are talking. That's why I'm saying that we need to go to the country. The same country is saying that we are bringing it. We are bringing it. We are going to go there because we are now expanding and not only expanding. So imagine yourself, and those are the customer records. And you just say, what do you mean? Your customer records are not going to be because we are now expanding. I'll cut you off.
Transparency International Zambia, CIZ, has expressed concern over lack of significant progress in implementing the European Union's key recommendations on electoral reform as the country heads towards the 2026 general election. Speaking during the life of his team for the 2025 Zambia Anti-Corruption Conference in Lusaka, CIZ Executive Director Maurice Lambo has noted that critical reforms such as the repeal of the Public Order Act and the enactment of a law on campaign financing remain unaccepted. Mr. Lambo has also highlighted the absence of tangible progress in strengthening mechanisms to prevent and respond to electoral violence, both prior to and during elections.
The election, the legal act is